You're listening to Upfront. I'm Brian Edwards-Tiekert. Down here in the Bay Area, the Camp Fire was the third so-called smoke wave that we endured in about 1 year's time. And we're only just starting to get a handle on how big an impact these events have, because it can literally take months before the public health record is complete. Our next guest has been doing something that no public officials have been doing to date, poring over emergency room data from major wildfires that took place over a year ago. Aaron Glantz is a reporter with Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Why don't you start off by just walking us through what you were looking at?
Well, I mean, I was sitting here in San Francisco breathing the same air that you were during the campfire. Some of the most unhealthy air in the entire world from a fire that was 200 miles away. And I was asking the same question that many other people were asking, which is, obviously, it is bad for me to be breathing this air. How bad is it? And what I found in talking to emergency rooms and public officials was that the information that we were getting was not very good information, that we were going to have to wait and find out later just how many people were going to the hospital. So one of my colleagues actually said, well, we had the Tubbs fire last year in the wine country. Let's go look at that. So I called up the state of California, which keeps very detailed emergency room data, and we looked at the 9 hospitals that are in Napa and Sonoma counties for the period 3 months after the Tubbs fire was already out. So the sky is clear, it's a beautiful day, and yet we found that there were 20% more people than the year before going to the emergency room because they couldn't breathe or they had a problem with their heartbeat. So respiratory and cardiac impacts. And you know, being able to breathe and having a heartbeat are two very important things to the human condition. So we decided to publish that work.
Right. And so the point here is that the actual health crises resulting from that exposure can manifest weeks or months after you're breathing the junk.
Well, this is a whole new type of pollution that we haven't experienced before. In the campfire, we had 150,000 acres of trees, leaves on fire. We also had 17,000 buildings burned down. So a Safeway burned down, all the paint thinner in the Safeway burned down, all the Drano in the Safeway burned down, all the other household cleaning products burned up. A gas station exploded and burned. And that was in the air mixed with the soot from the fire itself. And this combination of chemicals of natural and unnatural provenance is not something that's been studied because it's new. The only time that we could think of where something like this had happened before was the wine country fire. You know, the campfire was 4 times as bad in terms of destruction, but the campfire also burned thousands of buildings and many, many acres of wildland. And we want to know first, did emergency rooms visits go up during the fire itself? We didn't see a huge spike, but that may have been because 2 of the largest emergency rooms were evacuated during the fire, so there was not very many places to go. So then we looked at the period following that, and we found that even, as I said, after the smoke was cleared, that people still kept going to the ER at an elevated rate.
Now, the interesting thing about that data is it's not clear when you're going to be able to do a comparison like that again. For instance, you could not take the campfire this year and compare it to emergency room admissions from last year because you'd be comparing it to the aftermath of another set of catastrophic fires.
Well, we are arriving at a new normal, right? There has been for a number of years now horrible wildfires in British Columbia that have been sending smoke down into Oregon and Washington, almost as if we're being invaded by Canada with smoke. Now, in the last 2 years here in California, we've had 5 of the 10 worst fires in California history. So it's bad. Right? It's very, very bad. And we need to understand exactly what's going on, exactly how is it bad, You know, the politicians tell us to stay indoors during the fire. But actually, when you interview scientists and academic researchers, they'll tell you that we don't actually know if the indoor air quality is better or not. They're just making an educated guess. So, you know, we need to get ahead on that kind of research. You know, we know that in general, this kind of smoke is especially bad for people who are very old or very young or people who have to work outside. But there's still a lot of things that we don't know. And we especially don't know what the impact of these like super fires that we've been having will be. You know, is it twice as bad? Is it three times as bad? Is it 100 times as bad? Is it basically the same because fire is fire? We don't know. We don't know many, many important things. And so what we did in our story as a way of just kind of starting this conversation mm-hmm. was say like, what is one thing that we can know? And we can know that after the Tubbs fire, that months later, there was a big increase in emergency room admissions for respiratory and heart conditions in the North Bay.
Right. So now you have that pattern. And in the course of figuring out what numbers to go after, you spoke to a lot of people who work in public health and who work at hospitals and in emergency care. Are they now changing how they're planning for the next set of fires? Like if there's going to be a predictable surge in people who need help with respiratory ailments and cardiac problems, does that change how the hospitals operate?
I don't think that they're at that stage yet. I mean, I could be wrong. You know, I was speaking with them just in the very days after the fire. And in fact, some of those people, the fire was still going on. I think that people are really going to be taking this winter season to take stock, all sorts of people. I do. You know, we had the Tubbs fire last year. You know, then in between, we had the fire that was up in Redding and in Shasta County. And then it became, you know, the worst fire. And then we had the biggest fire, which was down in Santa Barbara. And then at the same time the campfire was burning, we had the Woolsey fire laying waste to Malibu. So this is definitely the new normal. And we are starting to see people step up to consider what that means. And I'm suggesting that part of that discussion definitely has to do with our ability to breathe and our ability to have a heartbeat. If this kind of smoke is going to be up in the sky, you know, every year, maybe a couple of times every year going forward. This struck me very much as a moment like September 11th. You know, September 11th was the day where we realized that people could be in an office building in lower Manhattan and an airplane come out of the sky they never anticipated would be there and knock down the building and lay waste to the financial capital of the world, and that you were not safe, you know, from an attack, even in that building. Well, now we learned that we can be sitting in San Francisco or Berkeley and that the fire can be hundreds of miles away from us, and that even then we might not be able to breathe. And that further, that just like 9/11 marked a new normal where terrorism just became a fact of life in the way it wasn't before in America, this too, it's like, you know, this kind of climate event is becoming the new normal for us.
Raises another question for me, which is, right now, the political fallout from the fire is kind of limited to discussion of who's going to pay for the billions of dollars in property damage that resulted. All those emergency room visits cost money.
Yeah, somebody is paying for them.
Is there any kind of discussion of trying to recover some of the cost?
You know, I'm not aware of that. This is a very, I mean, one of the things that I happened upon in our reporting is what a new field this is. So this story that we wrote is a real new contribution to an emerging debate and discussion. Some of the original articles of scholarship on the impacts of wildfire smoke on human health have come out in the last 18 months. And they were looking at fires that occurred 3-4 years ago, because that's the way academics often work. And they found also, I mean, we looked at the period after the wildfire.
Sure.
But like there's very good science looking at many years of wildfires that show elevated emergency room visits for cardiac and respiratory problems during the fires themselves from breathing in smoke. And the effects are greatest on the old and the young, and also disproportionate impacts on women and African Americans. for various reasons. And these are things that people in the field are just beginning to discuss. You know, these are the initial studies that I'm talking about. My story is on top of those initial studies. I don't think that we yet have enough research to come to really definitive points. You know, we did our best to control. We looked at the previous 2 years up in Napa and Sonoma. They had basically the same number of emergency room visits in 2016, 2017. Then we compare that to 2018, big spike, right? Basically the same population of people. But there could be other factors. The weather could have been different in the spring. We didn't do that kind of scientific rigor. So basically what we're saying is people need to start that. You know, if you just kind of do a basic arithmetic and you see a problem, then it's time to really start paying attention.
All right, Aaron Glantz, what's next?
We're staying on the story. We want to know. We've been talking about all the things we don't know. So now is the time for us as journalists also to start hearing from people. So at the Center for Investigative Reporting, we've set up a text line. We're asking people to text the word FIRE to 63735. That's FIRE to 63735. We want to hear from you if you have had any breathing problems as a result of any of our recent fires, if you've had to go to the doctor, if you're a healthcare professional who treats people who've had these difficulties. We want to hear from you if you live in the Central Valley or the Bay, wherever you are. And then we may want to check back in with you in a while to see if the symptoms you're experiencing now, you know, are enduring in 6 months or a year from now.
Aaron Glantz is a reporter with Reveal, the Center for Investigative Reporting. His data-driven report on the spike in emergency room visits in the wake of the Tubbs fire, entitled "The Smoke's Gone, But Hearts and Lungs May Still Be in Danger Months After Wildfires."